Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Can we end with a new thing we do on the podcast? Quick lightning round. It'll just be
absolutely
a minute. All right, you ready?
Ready.
Do you drive a Ford?
No, I don't drive anything, Preet. I live in Manhattan. This is one of the reasons I left Texas, so that I could live in a place where I didn't have to have a car.
Okay, fair. That's very fair. Who will play you in the movie?
Well, I would wish it to be Denzel Washington, but
that's pretty good choice.
It probably would be, you know, Dave Chappelle or someone.
You know, when I interviewed Bryan Stevenson for the podcast, I couldn't ask him that question because the movie was already being made and it was Michael B. Jordan, which is also pretty good.
Yeah. Well, Brian is right for Michael B. Jordan. I don't think I'm that handsome or that dynamic.
Oh, don't sell Brian yourself short.
Both of those things.
Is the glass half empty or half full?
Always half full. Always half full. Always half full. For Preet, for people like me, and for Black folks in this country, for all people, but especially people like me, I stand on the shoulders of people who came before me, who believed in America, who believed in this country, even when this country did not believe in them. And so I have to think about how Frederick Douglass could believe so much in America. I had to think about Fannie Lou Hamer, how she believed in this country. The glass was always half full for her, in spite of the fact that this woman had been treated and had suffered indignities that are almost unimaginable. And yet she believed in America. So what option do I have sitting here in my privileged perch, but then to be positive, to be optimistic, to be hopeful? Yes. The glass is half full.
All right. I'm with you on that. On a more mundane note, what's your favorite sitcom?
My favorite sitcom of all time would probably be The Jeffersons.
The Jeffersons?
Of all time. I have to
tell
you.
Clear winner. No runner-up.
I have to tell you, this is another one of these Only in New York stories. When one of a philanthropist I know who lives a very gilded life called me in the middle of a pandemic to say, how are you doing? And I said, fine, how are you coping? And I said, today I binged on The Jeffersons. And her response was, I love that Ken Burns series on The Jeffersons. Didn't you think Monticello was just so beautiful? And she goes off talking about Ken Burns' Jefferson series.
You're talking
and
about said, moving on up.
I said, no, I'm not talking about Thomas Jefferson. I'm talking about George Jefferson.
George Jefferson.
And she said, George? George Jefferson? Who might that be? I said, you don't know who George Jefferson is? It was one of those moments only in New York.
Would you rather have the power of invisibility or teleportation?
Teleportation.
Okay, that's fair. Do a couple of quick word associations, and then you are free to go. First word, for word or phrase that comes to your mind. COVID-19.
Inequality.
Zoom.
Soul crunching.
Longhorns football.
Happy times.
Black tie galas.
Love them.
Billionaires.
Love them sometimes.
Okay. Those are all fair. Those are all correct. Thank you again for becoming a Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday and stay tuned every Thursday.